The Sewage and Water Board has removed 93,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads from the city's catch basin. The count is out as to how much Mardi Gras beads, trinkets, cups have been thrown in the streets and accumulated as trash. We live in a throwaway culture. We throw away just about everything. Instead of blowing our noses using washable handkerchiefs, we use tissues and throw them away. We diaper babies' bottoms and then throw them away, the diapers and not the bottoms. We buy water packaged in plastic bottles, drink the water, and throw the bottles away. Almost everything we purchase comes in packaging which is thrown away. We buy small and large appliances, and when they break down, we buy new ones and throw the old ones away. We buy TVs and throw them away, not to mention probably computers. In an era long past, small shops existed to repair items that consumers were then loath to throw away. It used to be that a small repair shop could provide a modest income. You could get your TVs, toasters, radios, and irons repaired for a small charge, and then they were good to go. Remember Emmett's Fix-It Shop in the fictional town of Mayberry, North Carolina, in the 1960s television series, The Andy Griffith Show? But repair shops are making a comeback with an organization called Repair Cafes. At a repair cafe, you'll find tools and materials to help you make any repairs you need on clothes, furniture, appliances, bicycles, crockery, and toys. And you'll also find expert volunteers with repair skills in all kinds of fields. There are over 1,300 repair cafes worldwide. There are none in our area. I mention this because we throw away more than clocks, lamps, and diapers these days. We throw away friendships, values, traditions, manners, decency, and common sense. Some might say that we too often throw away our souls in pursuit of some elusive dream we hold dear. We cast aside the spiritual component of our lives, thinking perhaps, well, we'll focus on spirituality later. And we sense deep down that something is wrong. Something is broken. Something is in desperate need of fixing. Every Lent, we sing and we read the Old Testament Psalm 51. We just did that. In this psalm, King David is taking his sorry soul to God's repair cafe. He had developed a throwaway mentality. He threw away the laws of God. He threw away the sanctity of the marriage bond. He threw away his self-respect. He threw away a woman's honor and reputation. He threw away a man's life, the husband, Uriah. He recklessly threw away and abandoned the person God called him to be, the person the ancient Samuel anointed when David was but a lad, tending sheep and writing poems and playing his lyre. Here in Psalm 51, make it your Lenten prayer this year. Here is a man ruined, a man whose life is in tatters, a man who is utterly lost. His spirit is broken, his soul is wounded, he is sick and distressed. He's been given a diagnosis, and he knows the disease. He knows who he really is. It's not pretty, and it nauseates him, and it should. To say he abused his authority and position is a gross understatement. David needs relief. He is in a downward spiral of destruction. He needs redemption. He needs something. He needs to be fixed. And so he goes to God, the great fixer, the great repairer, the great weaver of broken threads and broken hearts. David knows that God doesn't throw things away. He knows that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, a God to whom we listen when it's convenient, a God to whom we pray when in distress, a God who has become largely irrelevant for some because we really don't apply the knowledge of God to our day-to-day lives. The big fix is medicated from God, mediated from God to us by Jesus Christ. In Paul's letter today, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Repair is what God does. We take our sorry souls to God's repair cafe because God knows how to make things new. You might want to ask, what does a repair cost? The cost of a repair job at God's fix-it shop? Nothing, really. But we do need to know that something's broken. There's no point stopping by God's repair shop and cafe just to say, hey, I'm good, and then go on our way. Acknowledging the problem, acknowledging the sin is a key factor. And this psalm is full of it. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Submitting to treatment is also important. David asks for specific remedies. He wants the mercy treatment and some blotting done. He asks for a wash and cleansing session. He wants to do a purge. He wants the complete restoration treatment. Finally, he wants a new heart, which is the key part of the treatment. The old heart, the old engine, the old nature, whatever you call it, is beyond repair. And David asks for a replacement. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and steadfast spirit within me. Well, God can do this. The Apostle Paul writes, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come. And if there is a cost, this is it. Acknowledging that we need help and accepting the help that is offered. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, a God who will not despise. Let's remember that David's remorse was all about his own brokenness, not someone else's. God is in the repair business. We are not. At least, we're not asked to go around fixing people. This is dangerous stuff. People stay in an abusive relationship believing they can fix the abuser. And they can't. Some people think other people need to be fixed. And what they really mean is that they disapprove of their behavior. Some people don't want to be fixed or don't need to be fixed, and certainly not by you or me. Going to God's repair cafe is personal. This is about our recognition of our own brokenness, not someone else's. Today, you have come to God's Repair Cafe on this Ash Wednesday to begin our Lenten journey. In a few moments, you will come forward to be signed with ashes of our mortality and sinfulness. This is a day of repentance. We will be spending 40 days in God's Repair Cafe. What repairs do you need to make in your life as a disciple of Christ? What relationships, values, and decency have you thrown away that we need to recover? Who do you need to create in yourself a clean heart? Our celebration can be considered a sort of repair cafe experience. We come together to do our private business with God, but we do so together with the support and prayer and encouragement of one another. God is a great healer. There is nothing and no one God cannot repair and restore.